This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
The South African Presidential Climate Commission, the PCC, C40 Cities, and the South African Local Government Association, SALGA, are hosting a two-day dialogue on building city resilience through a just and equitable transition. The event seeks to reflect on global and regional trends, as well as emerging opportunities towards a just transition, and also they aim to raise awareness about the importance of inclusive climate action that delivers equitable outcomes. For more on this, we're joined on the line by C40's Regional Director for Africa, Dora Modise. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to Africa in Business.
Yes, good afternoon and thank you for having me.
So perhaps let's start with finding out how far the five C40 cities in South Africa are as far as achieving their commitments to a just transition.
Well, yes, thank you. So the five C40 cities in South Africa would include Ekurhuleni, Durban, which is Ekurhuleni, City of Cape Town, City of Tshwane, as well as City of Johannesburg. So the cities are obviously at different levels of reaching a just transition, but then also we are looking at just transition review. We look at it as a moving kind of, it's a transitional target. So I don't think we will ever get to a point where we say we have fully just transitioned. So they are looking at different areas. So, for example, we have the city of Ekurhuleni, which is Durban, that has prioritized issues around flood risks and flooding, mainly an extreme rainfall, mainly because the city has been plagued by a series of high levels of rainfall in the past few years, and therefore coming up with proactive measures in safeguarding against the risk of flooding has been their priority, and the C40 has been working very closely with them to implement key programs around that to ensure resilience. Then when you look at the city of Cape Town, their prioritization there on the just transition has been around improving energy access for informal settlements and ensuring that that energy is from renewable sources. So therefore, then they would work with the C40 to highlight and identify the key gaps and come up with the necessary safeguards that ensures that even communities are involved. And as you implement, then there are jobs that are being created. The city of Johannesburg as well, for example, and I won't use all of the examples for the sake of time, they've worked on energy efficiency standards as well as really incorporating informal waste pickers or reclaimers into value chains and ensuring that they get the necessary support such that recovery of waste material is accelerated whilst improving their capacity to generate revenue.
I wonder, Dora, how important is collaboration amongst the C40 cities? Because clearly they're all very active with different areas of focus.
Yes. No, collaboration is quite critical, firstly from a shared learning perspective, but then not only collaboration amongst the cities themselves, but collaboration with key implementation partners, and which is why we value this partnership with the Presidential Climate Commission as well as South African Local Government Association, where in through the commission, because the commission, as you know, is made up of commissioners from all sectors, from the financial sector to business through to civil society. So therefore, collaborating with different institutions that look at financing packages for transition programs, that looks at capacity that's required to implement, because the realization is that with a just transition, you can't just implement all by yourself. And most of the programs that you would like to be solving for and implementing, somebody else has already done. So therefore, taking lessons already from what's been done, not just within South Africa, but within the region as a whole and globally. And that is the unique value proposition that the C40 provides, because it is made up of a network of cities from across the world, really. So therefore, at any given point, any city wanting to implement something, one of the other C40 cities around the world would have already taken tackled that particular problem.
So you definitely so you definitely benefit then from those shared learnings with other global cities. If you could brief us on some of the key policies that have been put forward by the South African Presidential Climate Commission in accelerating the move towards a just transition.
Okay. The Presidential Climate Commission, and I'm not going to go into detail because I would not like to speak on their behalf, but they've released towards the end of 2022 a framework for a just transition in South Africa. And last year in 2023, they also worked on financing mechanisms for a just transition. These tools or these documents really meaning to guide us as different sectors of society on implementing just transition programs across the different sectors beyond just energy, because traditionally one would have thought just transition focuses mainly on energy. So the just transition framework that was released, as well as a tool for financing a just transition, is looking at both from a climate change mitigation and climate change adaptation point of view.
And I guess very, very briefly, in 30 seconds, during the two-day dialogue, you'll also be looking at some global and regional trends. You touched on that a bit briefly as far as best practices are concerned. Could you maybe talk us through some of the opportunities that you may have identified?
Okay, yes. So over the 2 days, we are going to look at just transition in the areas of jobs, creation and enhancement of livelihood, development of critical infrastructure, as well as enhancement of urban economies. Critical infrastructure that we've identified is issues around mass transit systems and how we ensure that it's resilient to climate impact, as issues around road networks, and as well as how we improve housing development and spatial plans. So those are just a few of the issues that we will be looking at as building blocks towards a just transition.
Well, we thank you so much for your time this afternoon and wishing you all the best for the dialogue.
Yes, no, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. That was C40's Regional Director for Africa, Dora Modise.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.